Chapter 7. Queen of the Tropical Island. The strange men aren't cannibals, and they don't want to eat Cook. They start to eat her biscuits from the box.
"Please, have some more,"
Cook tells the men happily.
"Cook, are you all right?"
asks Anthea.
"Oh, yes, dear,"
Cook replies.
"Do you want some biscuits? You must be hungry."
We sit with Cook and the strange men, and we all eat biscuits together. The men aren't frightening at all. They make a crown of flowers and put it on Cook's head. One man says to Cook,
"Waggler-hee."
The others agree,
"Waggler-hee."
"What are they saying?"
Cook asks.
"I know a lot of languages,"
says the phoenix proudly.
"They're saying, 'Lovely lady, please be our queen.'"
"Oh, yes,"
Cook says happily.
"I want to be their queen. Tell them that, phoenix."
The strange men dance with Cook. She's very happy. Then they put her under a coconut tree and bring her tropical fruit. Cook eats the fruit and drinks coconut milk. She's very happy.
"This is a marvellous dream,"
she says.
"I don't want to wake up."
It's late and we must return.
"Come, Cook,"
says Robert.
"It's time to leave."
But Cook doesn't want to leave.
"I'm queen of this island, and I'm not a cook anymore,"
she says.
"I'm staying here."
So we say goodbye to Queen Cook and return home for dinner. But who can make dinner now?